Moncrief on News Talk.
Irish beaches will be crowded this weekend, but there's one aspect of that we can all be grateful for. You won't see many or any Irish lads wearing budgie smugglers. But on the European mainland, the opposite is more the norm. What's wrong with them? How do we resist this toxic trend from arriving here? Should we consider leaving the European Union? The stylist Judy Gilroy joins us now to answer all these questions. Good afternoon, Judy.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Budgie smugglers always popular in Europe.
I think that they always have been. And you know what, Sean? They are making a comeback. There has been a talk of Speedos making a comeback in the last year or two. And this is because the length of shorts for men in general across shorts and both swim shorts is getting shorter.
Right. OK. But this is a step further than short shorts.
You could say that. Absolutely. So the Speedo trend is definitely making a little bit of a comeback. I suppose the big question on everybody's lips is this a trend that Irish men can adopt while it's always been a popular trend in Europe? Is it something we can pull off?
What do you think?
Well, I think it depends on what you are comfortable wearing. So I think if you want to wear Speedos and they're comfortable for you, wear them. If you don't want to wear Speedos, don't suddenly go out and buy a pair just because it's a trend.
But this is Ireland, Judy, and people won't just take into account what they're comfortable wearing. They'll be more than aware of the judgment of other people, which is more significant in Ireland. Everyone glaring at them, having a slightly vom reaction.
A slightly vom reaction. I love that. Well, I think the first thing to remember is that Speedos were designed as sportswear over style. So they've always been popular with competitive swimmers. Mm. And then a lot of people who wear them would say that you get better tan lines with them. They're more comfortable. They're more functional. They're more lightweight. In fact, you've actually got some swimming pools in Europe that demand that you wear them for hygiene reasons. So it's really how you are looking at it. I think in Ireland, it's all about context. It's our perspective of Speedos. In Ireland, it's like a vom reaction, as you said. But in our European counterparts, it's completely different.
Yes. No, indeed not. I'm intrigued as to why it's regarded going into a swimming pool with your arse basically bare is more hygienic.
I'm not sure on the exact details of that, but I do know that a tighter brief for some swimming pools in Europe is considered to be more hygienic.
Yeah.
I think that comes back to the competitive swimmer. I don't think you're talking about your everyday holiday maker.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can see the logic in that because it's aerodynamic and all this kind of things. would your average punter on a beach in Italy who's wearing Speedos, they might necessarily be, you know,
they're not training for hygiene reasons.
Well, and they're not training for the Olympics either. They're usually like, you know, drinking sangria and smoking cigarettes in their budgie smugglers.
Listen, it's about comfort and style and what you like. As far as I'm concerned, there are so many swimwear options available to men. And it's like anything else. It's a garment. It's a piece of clothes. So wear what you feel comfortable in and what you feel confident in. That said, would I want my own husband wearing Speedos on the beach?
Mm-hmm.
I might divorce him.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
So it's my personal taste. But by the same token, if you want to wear them, I'm going to try my very best not to judge you for it.
Okay. And that's very big of you, I've got to say. I can feel the effort in your voice as you were even phrasing that
effort.
Sentence. You'd like, I was going to say to pull it off, but that's the last thing anybody wants.
Absolutely not.
If you're going to wear your budgie smugglers, you'd have to be, you know, fairly fit looking.
Well, yes, that is probably a little bit more of the trend with young. So I think Speedos are being worn more by maybe younger guys these days who are really enjoying the gym and they're like they really like their bodies and they're feeling really comfortable in that style of swimwear. But at the end of the day, it's a piece of clothing. If you feel comfortable in it, you don't need a six pack to wear Speedos. If you like wearing them, wear them. In the same way that you don't need to have the body of a Victoria's Secret model if you're a woman to wear a bikini.
The thing is, though, if you don't have a six pack, if you've a big old gut hanging over the Speedos, you'd barely even see them. They disappear. And it would give the impression that you are wandering around naked.
You'd get a fantastic tan. You'd get a fantastic tan, mate.
Yeah. Okay. Plus also as well, I would think if you're wearing tight, if you're wearing shorts that are that tight, and they're called budgie smugglers for a reason, that you don't want the budgie to be too small and you don't want the budgie to be too big because for all...
Well, I think that might be something that men think about more than women.
Oh, of course, because we own the budgies. Why wouldn't we think about it?
You know what? At the end of the day, it's a piece of clothing.
Yes, I know. It is. So, no, but you see, it's barely a piece of clothing. It's not. It's the small. Now, at the same time, you said this. Is there a bit of a double standard in that women can kind of wear what they're comfortable in, which can be oftentimes quite skimpy? I mean, in a beach type scenario. And
absolutely. It's all about context and perception.
Yeah. But we're freer to judge men on this than perhaps we, you know.
Because we see it less, because there are not that many Irish men who are just in their local pool wearing a pair of Speedos. I think the reason that it is something we talk about is because it's something that grabs our attention because we're not used to it. Not because there is anything wrong with it.
Yeah. No, indeed not. But it doesn't seem to be a cultural norm here.
No, absolutely not. But, you know, as Irish, I think there's a lot of elements of style that we would be quite conservative on anyway. And that's reflected right down to swimwear.
Right. But the whole Paul Mescal really tight shorts thing, is that moving the dial somewhat in the Speedo's direction?
So this has actually been called the Thai guy summer. So the length of shorts has definitely gotten shorter. You're seeing Paul Mescal, you're seeing Harry Styles wearing these short shorts. And it's become the norm and it's become really popular. Now, short shorts and short swim shorts are becoming a lot more popular and they're becoming mainstream in different retailers, not just your designer brands or out there brands, right through to your regular high street brands as well. So that is kind of the big news in men's swimwear, would be that the length of swim shorts is coming up. And I suppose we're not looking at swimwear as a functional piece of clothing anymore just for swimming. It's about the overall look. So swimwear shorts are being designed to be worn all day. The fabrics are better to quick dry. They have a better silhouette, a better shape, so that men can just throw on a shirt, wear them all day from the beach to the bar.
And is it kind of as part of that look that they have to be fairly tight?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I think the silhouette has definitely gotten neater, more tailored. They're certainly not tight. They're shorter length and they're neater and they're more tailored. Back in the noughties, the surf culture was really popular and you had board shorts, which are down to the knee. They're baggier, they're more casual. And that trend, that aesthetic was really in, whereas that's probably less popular at the moment. And the kind of dominating trend would be the swim short, that kind of shorter length.
Judy, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was the stylist, Judy Gilroy there. One texter says, while I was popping home from work yesterday evening, popped into Dunn's in Portmarnock for essentials. I was greeted at the entrance with a chap wearing Speedos. He was waiting for his mate to head down to the beach. Needless to say, this is a new look in tropical Portmarnock and it would be remiss of me. Not to mention he did indeed wear them well. Fair enough. If he did wear them well, maybe that's why he was loitering outside Dunn's in Portmarnock, hoping that he might get a few compliments. The French think if you allow people into the pool in shorts, that they've already been running around and have been sweating in them, so they are dirty and will cause water quality problems. Frenchmen managed to find even smaller, skimpier versions of Speedos. Another texter says, no self-respecting Irish man would wear them. It would also be more in their line to keep their tops on. What if you're really well endowed? Would that be a pigeon smuggler? Well, I suppose any bird you choose to pick, I would have thought.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.